Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I was really listening to your states today because it's going to be really important the way we pray, that we are so representative. I hear what you hear before I mute everyone, and I heard at least 37 states plus Canada, and then I heard the Netherlands again. And I'm led for us to pray a certain way today. When I got up this morning and it seemed that this would be what the Lord would want, I want to invite you all to go to my webpage and read my blogs without going into the details of them. That's billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org, O-R-G. And then they're also on Facebook. But I talked to you there about my Muslim friend, former Muslim friend who became a Christian by a supernatural, God appearing, Jesus appearing, and speaking to him in an audible voice like he does and has to so many Muslims. And then he had visions of Jesus afterwards, which would usually be about something political and usually be about something with Israel. And he knew, and the first he told me on September 2016, he had a vision of Jesus where the Lord told him he had chosen Donald Trump to be president. Now, I put that in much more detail in the blogs, which are still posted and you can read. But the number one reason why he chose him was because he would protect Jerusalem. I think he even said at one time, Jesus said to him, he would protect the USA, Israel, and Jerusalem. So it's very important for the United States of America to be united and to be united for Israel and for Jerusalem. There's so much division right now that the enemy is trying to bring. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson was a prophetess of God that prophesied to Brother Kenneth E. Hagin more than any other person. She once went to Washington, D.C., and she was praying over that city in a friend's home. And she said, Lord, what is it over this city that affects so many? And he showed her a python. And he said, many good people come to this city with good motives to rule correctly. But this spirit gets a hold of them, and they begin to think that, well, the means, you know, the end, it justifies, the end justifies the means or whatever. We all know what is happening right now in the United States is a very great division on many levels, on the political level, on the racial level, on the immigration level. I don't have the answers to all of these, but I know God does. And I know that the spirit of division hurts us. It hurts us in our churches, church splits. It hurts us in our relationships with fellow Christians. To walk in love with God, the Bible is very clear that we need to walk in love with each other. Now, we had a very amazing experience 1 week before elections. Christians United for Israel sent 250 delegates to Washington, D.C. to speak with our senators about issues that involved Israel. And so I was one of those that went, and my daughter Shelley went with me, my granddaughter. And we posted this amazing experience that happened to us in Russell Hall. We were asked to go see our two senators. We'd already been to see the Democratic senator, and we were on our way to the office of Roy Blunt. You probably all know Roy Blunt because he was such a leading figure in the inaugurations. He was the head of the inaugural committee, and he was like the MC of much of the inauguration. So Roy Blunt is a wonderful man, and he's very pro-Israel. He's from Springfield, which is just down the road from me. His aide is a good friend of ours. She and her mother come to our autumn assemblies, and Roy speaks at our autumn assemblies, sometimes giving us an update on intelligence because he's on the intelligence committee. So we were on our way to Roy Blunt's office, and we know his office very well. And we've been there for 10 years with CUFI calling on him every single July. So there were 7 or 8 of us in this group, and we didn't find his office on the second floor where it's supposed to be, 260. So we got to the end of the hall, And Dr. Larry Ollison, pastor in our area, he said, well, look here. And there was a sign on the wall, and it looked like you had to go up to get to 260. So I said, oh, here's the elevator. I'll ride it. And about six or seven of us, it was a small elevator, got into the elevator, mostly women, one man, went up to the next floor, which was three. And we didn't realize it, but a policeman on that floor had said to Dr. Ollison, they can't go up there. That's restricted. He said, well, I'll run up the stairs and bring them back. And this policeman said, no, security will send them back. But they didn't send us back. When we opened the door, suddenly we saw like the world press all out in this hallway. You had to make your way over them. There were cameras. There were computers. And I said, uh-oh, we're into something. And it was actually the third floor, as it should have been. And I saw. I walked down the whole place, and I looked up, and I saw Senate Caucus Room. And then the Lord made me to know, you're here to rule and reign over the demons in this heavenlies that would try to upset those Senate hearings, that would try to confuse and try to bring division and try to bring everything Satan brings. So I walked back to the group and I said, here's why we're here. We had on lanyards. I said, turn them around. They were CUFI. And we turned them around. And nobody said one word to us. We walked up and down those halls, and we took authority over the demons in the powers of the air. So that's what the Lord wants us to do right now over what's happening in Washington, D.C., because it affects the whole world. It affects the Netherlands. It affects it affects Canada. We have at least three online from Canada that I heard. It affects all the whole world. So right now we are lifting up. And we're going to rule and reign. We have such a representative. Oh, my goodness. I counted about 37 states, and there were lots of them that I couldn't hear. I'm trusting that we had more because certain states we usually have, I didn't hear. And we're going to, if you have your Bibles, if you will turn to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to pray that prayer which tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and we are seated with him. And we're going to take our authority this morning over the demons and the prince of the power of the air that would operate over the capital of this nation, because it will affect Israel. It will affect Jerusalem. It will affect the whole world. So I hope that you have your Bibles close by. And if not, just listen in the spirit, and just pray along with us. I'm going to pray this. This is the prayer. Every morning I pray this prayer, and I sit in my seat of authority, the authority of the believer. I rule and reign, and don't let him into my territory. And we're going to pray first of all today that we're not letting him into our leaders. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. Your state has both, probably. So here we go. This, we're going to begin. This is a prayer. This is a spirit-anointed prayer that God gave Paul to record, praying for the church at Ephesus. Well, we are also the faithful in Jesus Christ, and so this is for us and for our selves. So here we pray, and I'm going to make it personal. You can just listen to me if you want to. But I'm praying directly out of Ephesians chapter 1:17. I do hope you're in an attitude of prayer and asking it for yourself. If you have your own Bible there, read it and pray it for yourself. We will begin at verse 17, first chapter of Ephesians. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us, gathered here on this phone call, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And number three, Lord, what is the exceeding greatness of your power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the anointed one, the Christ, the Messiah, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And you've put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you, we, chapter 2, who were dead in trespasses and sins, slain by them, Lord. Verse 4, chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for your great love which with you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. You raised us up together, and you made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Oh, Holy Father, this tells us that you put Jesus far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. You put everything under his feet. This tells us that you're head of the church and that the church is your body. And you put all those principalities, powers under your feet. The feet are in the body. They're under our feet. This tells us in chapter 2 that when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us. And this tells us now, Father, that each one of us on this phone call who names the name of Jesus as their Lord from all these states and countries, we're here on the earth, so we have authority, we have a right to it. But we are positionally seated at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. In our Lord, Jesus Christ. So seated here and seated there, we can reign over. And it says right here in the same chapter, Lord, that he's the prince in verse 2 of chapter 2 of the power, the authority of the air. He's a spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Not disobedient children, but children of the disobedient one. Oh, Lord God, we see him trying to wreak havoc in the government of America that you would will to bless Israel, that you would will to be strong, Holy Father. So right now, here we come. Here we come, Lord. Here we come up, seated in our places. And we are going to rule and reign like you told us to in Romans 5:17. In Romans 5:17, Holy Father, you wrote, caused to be written through the hand of Paul, those that have seen, have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Holy Father, we're of a higher kingdom. We can rule and reign from your right hand, and we do it now. We don't rule and reign over people, but we do rule and reign over those demon spirits right up there in Washington, D.C. today that would attempt to bring division in the selection of our leaders, in the selection of our judges, in the selection of our cabinet posts, in Rostermakaya, in Daravrosetia and Colabra. Holy Father, because you said it would give you glory and you told us to, we're going to turn our attention now to the kingdom of darkness over which we will rule and reign. Satan, kingdom of darkness, prince of the powers of the air, the authorities, and all those under you, evil spirits, spirits of disunity, discord. We're here representative of the United States of America, and we have authority over you. It is written in Colossians that our Father has translated us out of your authority in the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of his dear Son. And so we are seated now. We are seated in unity and we are seated together. And when all that you've tried to stir up is going on, we who sit over you do say to you now, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Halt! We render you barren. We render you fruitless. We render you and speak confusion into your camps. Fall out of those heavenlies. Fall from your positions. Paralyzed you are. Our Lord and Savior triumphed over you and made a show of you openly, triumphing over you in it. And he said unto us that we are made more than conquerors through his conquering. I now take the authority, take the right to speak for all those on this phone call, covering them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Their families this day covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, the covenant blood. Their possessions covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Their day covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. They have chosen to gather together. And they shall be rewarded. And they shall be blessed, and you cannot stop it. Hands off God's property, you foul spirits. Hands off the governmental proceedings today. In the name above every name, we do say, in the name of Yeshua, Yahweh, Yeshua, we do say, today, things will progress. This week, things will progress that bring unity and power unto the United States of America in truth and valor, and that all others will be affected. We join our Canadian friends, Father, as they lift up their own government, our dear neighbors, but our brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Evrota no makaya ni koloho brate. Eshondolo vristanyo no koho brate. Evrato no no nombre. Evrato brakala halatino no koho brate. Ishandoro koho brate ne kombre kalagalaria no no nombre ne kalatino nyonde le koho brate. Ishe tene brasso. Holy Father, you told us first of all to lift up those in authority, and we do that now. We lift up our president, our vice president, our chosen elected leaders in the House and the Senate. Our Ristor Mokoya, our Ivra Donya Nikalabrati, our Ashando Hosata, our cabinet, our local leaders, Lord. Think through their minds. Show them the answers to today's problems. They're not bigger than you. The problems of today, Holy Father, are not bigger than you. You are the answer. You have the answer, and you are the answer to everything. Ide maraton yenikal apre, E sono go brada da go break da la gariande la gariande go do fre 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 tasho no no go brate di go do sha sha che ande go do sha sha che di katashka e la fratto che de cala brata da gara hashito no 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 ni bara kata la kata ne go do fre e sha to go brate sola brate no go brate I shato la praha la gadin, yo no kohu frata la gadash, ke di ekte de kuto fe fretanyu. I ste la kodari, ate de kohu frita la katanje, de kudo je je ke ator kudo fe freta tal kuprete, I li protuata mieto, oh, papalita. Oh, papalita, papalita. I li vrato, nye ne kahalai, endorshta na nye ne koloche. En brestione ne kahalato te ne gavrate. I shato di ala barahata to lo kovrete le gotonye ne kolata. I sada lo gotoshi tanye ne kovrete le kadale atonye ne kotore gotosh kari atavra brakatari anta. E shata halato to ria parakala katanya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The prayer that we just prayed, we took our authority. It's the prayer of the authority of the believer. And I have been just asked by the Lord just to teach that so much. Right now, we're trying to, and we're having a challenge. I want you to please pray about it if you can. And I know you can. We've been told by the Lord to have an Authority of the Believer conference in Washington, D.C., we're having challenges finding the place. We've been told to have one in Houston. We're having challenges finding the place. So if you are from those areas and you maybe could help us with something, call us at our regular number, 417-336-4877, or call us on the toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447, and you will be directed, or you can send us an email. You can be directed to Kylie Gatewood and her husband James Gatewood, who are searching for us to find a good place for Houston and Washington, D.C. We had hoped that it wouldn't have to be too far in the future, but it looks like things are pretty well booked up. We would be considering a church that could seat 1,000 or more, a hotel, any place that we could meet. And meet in that area to teach people how to use the authority of the believer. The Lord had me put together a little book. Actually, Sid Roth had me put it together from our bigger book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. And so we made a little pocket-sized mini book, Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. And I wrote in that book how I do it every day. There's a picture on that little mini book that you can put in your pocket or your purse. And I'm sitting down because we are seated with him to rule and to reign. I do it every day. It's so important to live in this day and age. You don't have to have shootings at your school. You don't have to have things happen in your mall. But you have to know the authority of the believer and how to use it. Now, I'm going to give that book away free. If you will call our toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. In Canada, it's 1-877-868-8470. So you can call or you can write. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And just ask for the Authority of the Believer mini book, the mini book by Billy Brim, free. We'll send you extra copies. We really like you to hand these out. And I don't know the regular price of it, but I'm sure it's more than this. But for today's call, we'll give you extra copies. You can buy extra copies for $2 each. And just one free book you can call for it, and it'll be, we'll send the postage free. But if you order extra books, you'll get one free book, and then you will get the extra books at $2 each plus shipping. I do want you to pray about our Israel tour. We are taking a tour to Israel the end of May and the 1st of June. And our Israel tours, we have some decisions to make right now, and decisions in the department that handles it. And so I invite you to pray along with me right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, our tours are special, Lord, and they seem to cost a lot, and it keeps us really from making any, you know, the monies to pay the people to work on that tour. And what I'm praying right now, Father, is the finances of that Israel tour. And for Ruby and the people that are working here on this end of it. And then for Ronnie and the people that are working on the Israel end of it, that every single day, Lord, would be exactly the way you want it to be. And Heavenly Father, that it would chime in with that Knesset prayer group that I've been a part of, asked to be a part of. I pray over that, Father. And Holy Father, I pray I was going to really hit this in prayer next week, but we've got our entire Migdal team coming, our architects, our project manager, construction manager. Ronnie Levy will be here. He's kind of overseeing that Israel part. Ethan Cerrone and Julie here. And, oh, all of our marvelous team here in America. God has given us such a wonderful team. And we're meeting to finalize some things. Lynn Hammond will be there with us. We're going to be looking at the interior decoration. And they're going to be here February, I think it's 12th and 13th. Please help me pray about that. Holy Father, watch over them as they come. Father, think through their minds. It is written, except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. We don't want to labor in vain. We want this to be built by you through us. Please think through our minds, Lord. In the name above every name, I pray for everyone on this call. Thank you, dearest one, that you moved upon their hearts and they answered. I pray blessing upon them today. I consider them a prayer partner with God and with me. You have said in 1 John 1 that we have a fellowship as partners and partakers with God. Our fellowship, Lord, this morning has been with you. I sense you. I know you've directed me and us. I know you've given them words, even words that are the tongues of angels and tons of men and angels that maybe they don't know. Holy Father, thank you. Please come online today at noon, and there will be a streamed live prayer out at Prayer Mountain. And you can watch there at billybrim.org and offer your prayers with us as we have this Wednesday prayer day. Wednesday was always the traditional prayer meeting night. And Wednesdays was the day of the great New York City prayer meetings that brought the United States of America, started in New York, moved across the whole country, and brought a great awakening to America. Thank you for joining us in prayer this Wednesday. I love you, and I love hearing your voices as you tell me the states that you're from. In the name above every name, be blessed today. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.